Welcome to Mountain Women Radio with your host, Tammy Traer. Tammy is an author, writer, and integrative health practitioner dedicated to helping her listeners enjoy life and family. Listen as she shares her extensive knowledge on homesteading, off-grid living, wilderness survival, and living a faithful, simple life. Find a comfortable seat, grab your favorite beverage, and prepare to be encouraged.
Hey, my friends. Welcome to Mountain Women Radio. I am your host, Tammy Traer, and today is episode number 259. And we are going to talk about, are we becoming too prepared? You heard me right. And you'll see where I'm going with this in just a second. I want to share something with you. This was from Facebook. Are you concerned that someone you know is becoming too prepared? We care about preventing extremism on Facebook. Others in your situation have received confidential support. So now they are asking us to share with them when we feel that people are becoming too prepared. My tinfoil hat is rattling right now. It's really disturbing to me to see what is happening in our world. You know, there are farms under attack. There are, you know, there's an Amish man in Pennsylvania who has been just constantly under attack for growing his own meats. There are farms being shut down. We are in a situation where we talked about this, I think it was last week or the week before, where there are 9 states that have made gardening illegal. So again, the question was, are we getting too prepared? I believe absolutely not. I believe that what, you know, for me, in what I'm seeing happening in our world, we aren't prepared enough. We need to continue to get extremely prepared, because I'm sure we all feel it. There's something coming. What that's going to look like, you know, we don't know. And you know that this podcast is very positive minded. And I want you to see the angle that I am taking right now, in that I am positively reminding you that we need to take our life and our health and our families into our own hands. We need to continue to strive forward. We need to continue to fight for what our ancestors have created and built for us. I just can't even begin to fathom what our world would look like if we weren't able to provide for ourselves. You know, the first thing that pops in my mind is the Jetsons, you know, that we'd walk into a room, lift up a little slide, put a little dish in there and push a button, and our food gets sludged out of a machine. You know, I mean, that's basically where we're headed. Non-GMO food is going to be harder and harder to find, because they are genetically modifying everything. We will soon not be able to find meat that isn't made for us, that isn't grown, but made out of Lord only knows what. You know, they're attacking the gardeners, they're attacking the farms. The next thing that will be removed is our ability to hunt. And right now, if you look around, you see these extreme warnings of CWD, which is a disease that travels through deer. It is real, and it is something to be greatly concerned about. But I also am seeing that amping up in a weird way, just as we saw viruses vamping up in a very weird way. I think that we need to be really, really aware of what is happening and be truly paying attention. You know, everything needs to be questioned. And that doesn't need to bring anxiety to us. That just means that we need to create a new norm. And, you know, I know a lot of people that'll say, well, I don't like to watch the news because it really causes me great stress. I get that. And, you know, that same person is going to say to me, well, I don't really want to worry that much. You know, you got to die from something, or you know, can it really be that bad? And I want to tell you, I really do believe that it's going to get really bad if we don't start really putting efforts forth, whether it's contacting our representatives and letting them know that we do not agree with all the things that are going to the table and that are being signed, and all the things that are nestled under the things that are being signed, and that they're allowing things to happen. You know, I mentioned my tinfoil hat. You know, I believe in God 100%. God is first and foremost in my life. I do not fear. I do not worry. I trust him entirely with myself, my family, and I lean on him. I put everything at his feet that I can't control, and I ask him to guide us, direct us, give us wisdom and knowledge, direction, discernment. And you know, us extremists and those of us that are, you know, a concern because we do wear our tinfoil hats and we question things. I think it's valid that we are. If you look around our country, and huge prayers are going up for Oklahoma and South Carolina and all the areas that have been having tornadoes and hurricanes and there's huge hail coming. Baseball and softball sized hail is being, you know, predicted. And, you know, my dear friend David in Africa and his family are dealing with extreme flooding over there. The weather all over the place is absolutely absurd. And I don't think that it's Mother Nature. You know, I really don't. I live in a place where we are in a flight path. And yes, there have been chemtrails over the years, but I have never seen chemtrails like we are seeing right now. And as an integrative health practitioner and seeing all the heavy metals and the heavy toxicity that people are dealing with, and dealing with it myself, and being the canary in the coal mine, that when I am around toxicity, my body flares. I know it. My family knows it. And, you know, I used to look at that as a really bad thing, but I'm really grateful for it, because I will be the one in my family that knows when we are in a bad situation and we need to get out. And, you know, I am living in a place that is extremely clean. We live in the middle of the wilderness. We do not have, you know, a landline. We do not have power lines running through our environment. But we've got chemtrails like I've never seen before. That's falling from the sky. That's landing on the ground. That's ending up in the water when it rains. That's working its way into the soil, into our waterways, into our food. Guys, there's a lot happening. And I'm not sharing all this to scare you. I am sharing this with you so that you put things in place to combat what's happening, to be able to protect yourself, to know how to ward off the heavy chemical exposure, how to be able to continue to do things that have been a tradition for our families for generation upon generation upon generation upon generation. Going back to the garden, guys, that is now illegal. I mean, this is just insanity. And, you know, a lot of people frown upon hunters because it requires you to take a life. But if we don't take those lives and we allow the animals to overpopulate, massive disease sets in. And that's not good either. You know, God's design is a beautiful thing. And, you know, he's provided everything we need in our surroundings. He's provided the antidotes to poisonous plants within feet of each other. He provides us with the water that we need to exist. Our breath is our life source. It is also an amazing healing tool. He gives us everything on this earth, the animals, to be able to exist and to eat. And all of that is clear in the Bible. In our world today, what is happening is not just happening now, and it didn't just start happening. It's been happening for a long time. It's been an extreme progression of getting to this place where they have extreme control. And, you know, you look at the things that are planned. Let's just use, for example, electric cars. Let's get rid of the gas cars. Let's get rid of cows, you know, because those things are ruining our atmosphere. But they don't look at the industry, and they don't look at the fact that, you know, an electric car actually pollutes more over its lifetime than a gas or diesel vehicle will. It is an impossibility to own an electric vehicle and live the way I do. Because if I did, I wouldn't get very far. I live over 20 miles from the biggest town. We live in a very vast location. They want everybody in electric vehicles so that they can keep us in the cities. Why? You know, we talk about this a lot, and we were very close to this at one point with my healing journey. You know, if we ended up homeless, the last place we would go would be the city. There's a lot to think about. There's a lot to be aware of. There's a lot we can do. And, you know, I am praising God that we live in a state that I can still garden. You know, at one point it was disturbing that it was illegal to be off the grid and to have solar power. There are states still that have those things in place. It's illegal to have water catchment systems in certain states. This is all forms of control. There are places where you can't homeschool. Again, another form of control. And we need to see it as that, you know. And it blows me away to hear the other side of things. And granted, I'm very open-minded and we're all entitled to our own opinions. But I hope and pray that you guys are seeing the forest through the trees and that you are seeing what is coming down and you are seeing how they are continuing to just put a noose around our neck. So I just want to encourage you to continue to prepare. Continue to learn what you need to learn to be self-sufficient, to be able to do the things you need to do if the internet goes away. I'm going to be creating a very large resource of all the books that I own and why I recommend them. A physical library is extremely important because that will give you the resources you need to keep going. There are a lot of books on the market, and there's a lot of new books over the last 10 years, but some of the greatest books are the ones that are from a long time ago. Just such valuable, valuable information. Knowing how, you know, Reader's Digest has a great book on self-reliance. It is a self-reliance digest, and it is wonderful. You know, it has all of those traditional skills in there, broken down with step-by-step instructions. A great tool for somebody starting out. A great resource for somebody that is continuing to add to their homestead and to their knowledge bank. Knowing the plants that are in your surroundings. And remember, you know, don't get your plants that are along the roadsides or that are in places in these cities that are being sprayed. Avoid honey that has been retrieved from right along the roads. You know, really think about everything. The next podcast I'm going to do is going to also open your eyes in a lot of ways, I believe, as well. But, you know, really start thinking about things, paying attention. Understand that a lot of things are happening in our world as well, where there is a huge distraction over here so that you're not looking over here. This is a jam-packed podcast, but this is heavy on my heart. I am just watching this stuff transpire, and I'm seeing a vast portion of our population totally oblivious to these things happening because they're at their sporting events. They're living life and being happy. And you will hear me say firsthand, if you're listening to my Faith-Led Healing podcast as well, it's important to be joyful. It's important to be happy. It's important to create a good life for ourselves. And that is something that we are doing. But it's also extremely important to be aware of what is happening and to be able to put things in place for yourself while you're living joyfully and happily so that you are prepared on the other side. Now here's the other flip side of this thing. I mentioned God in the beginning, and it is extremely important for us to have a connection with God. It is extremely important to put the things we can't control at God's feet rather than worrying about them. It's also important to know that if you are doing everything you possibly can, that there is not anything else you can do to support your family and be further prepared, then it's important to have that relationship with Jesus and trust where God is going to take you, because God will provide for all of our needs. I've witnessed it. I've seen it. I've lived it. We didn't have anything, and God provided for every single thing we needed at the exact moment we needed it. And I know that He will do that. So it is written in the Bible that we are supposed to be prepared, but we are also supposed to, you know, so we are supposed to do our part, but we are also supposed to trust that He will pick up where we have left off and where we are unable. And that is an absolute truth. So this podcast is not to bring fear. I am not, you know, attempting to fear monger. I am attempting to open your eyes. I am attempting to help you to see the clear picture, and I am trying to help you to live that good life. And that good life is in a really good balance of God first, doing the best we can, and trusting that He will provide. We are called to do what we can for ourselves. We're not supposed to sit and wait for things to happen and wait for Him to hand out to us. We are to do the best we can for ourselves, and He will pick up where we leave off. So guys, no, we cannot ever be too prepared. Even just being prepared is putting God first. We need to be cultivating that relationship. We need to be cultivating things for ourselves, and we need to be aware of what's happening right around us. If you are in a state or a county that is trying to implement these kind of crazy rules, you need to be fighting it. You need to use your voice. Now is the time. We were all created for a time just as this. It has often scared me to think what the world will be like when my son is in it and I am gone, and what my grandchildren are having to experience. But you have to remember also that God is birthing us right where we need to be, right in the season we need to be a part of, and we all have gifts and talents and purpose. And it's important for us to utilize them. Many of us were given the opportunity to have a voice in a situation where we can help people. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do today. And you guys all have gifts where you are able to make a difference in your location. Do it. And also, as I said last week, I believe, nurture the abilities and the skills of your children. Empower them to be a voice. Empower them to trust God. Empower them to learn skills. Guys, we need to be the voice for our children, and we need to be the educators of our children, not the system. Educate your children, educate your babies, grow them up well, and keep showing them what we need to do to be successful very loaded message this morning, but it's been heavy on my heart. And it's hard to watch and see much of the world not seeing all of this. This is what's happening behind the scenes. There's a lot more happening behind the scenes that we may never see. But what we are seeing is right in front of us. And if we're missing it, we are missing out on the knowledge we need to be prepared. And are we extremists? Maybe in somebody's eyes. I don't see it that way. I see it that we are living a life that we were called to live long ago. And I see us living a life of what our ancestors worked really hard for. And I think it's worth fighting for. So, heavy, heavy stuff. I love you all. I look forward to seeing you next week. I have more things to share. And I just hope this has given you something to think about. This is not to distress you. This is to educate you. And take your worries and your fears to God and put them at his feet. And just ask him to guide your steps. He will. I love you all. Have a great day. I look forward to seeing you on the next podcast. If you haven't joined our communities, if this is something that is feeding your soul here, I really encourage you to join our communities. And you can do so by going to mountainwomanradio.com/MWR community. Join us. Amazing people in our community. I'm so thankful for such a like-minded group of Jesus-loving people. So look forward to seeing you there. Take care. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today on Mountain Women Radio, where you can learn something new every week. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we encourage you to join us on faithledliving.com and faithledlearning.com. Be sure to connect with us on iTunes and leave a review. This will help us reach even more people. Until next time, keep learning, laughing, and living.